still a good, you know, to score, to reach 300 and get so close, still a pretty good hit out.
Yeah, obviously it's, you know, quite frustrating to get that close. It was looking like we were going to get over the line there in those last couple of overs, so disappointing from that point of view, but I think obviously a lot of positives to take out of that game for us.
Coming off the Ireland match, obviously, you must all be feeling pretty good going into the, you know, to the first match next week.
Yeah, we've been playing some good cricket since we arrived in Australia, so you know there's quite a lot of confidence in the group at the moment, and we're looking forward to that first game.
I mean, obviously you'll be disappointed today, but is there an extent to which you want to save your upsets for the actual tournament proper?
I don't think we really tend to look at it that way. Obviously, you know, we want to, although these games are warm-up games, we want to win these games. But as I said, I think, although it's disappointing, we can take a lot of positives going into that first game now.
Can I ask you about the shirts? We've heard a bit about the different sleeve shirts that were meant to be turning up and haven't yet, or might be, or something like that. Can you just tell us what's happening with all that?
You'll have to ask the manager. I'm not too sure what's happening on that front.
No, we have already.
So looking ahead to the tournament proper now, obviously you've got New Zealand next week in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's obviously originally a Scottish city, I understand. You're expecting a lot of support there and from people of Scottish ancestry?
Yeah, I believe there are a few Scots out there. And we've got a few people coming out to watch us as well, so we're quite excited about what's coming up.
And obviously looking further ahead, England, you're playing in England in the tournament. Is that the one you guys are really going to be, is that your kind of cup final, as it were?
Not so much, to be honest. I think for us, you know, our next game's New Zealand, so all the focus will be on that. We're very much taking it one game at a time.
But obviously to beat England, World Cup would be quite a feat.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, we've got five opportunities to play against full member sides, and you know we want to beat one of these teams, whether it's England or not. We'll wait and see. But we're looking forward to all five, six games.
I could just talk a little bit about the spirit in the camp and how you've been going. Obviously, you haven't won a game in a World Cup before. How are you feeling coming into Australia?
Yeah, the group's been together for a while now. Obviously, we went through the qualifiers together at the start of last year, and we've been working hard as a group leading up to this World Cup. And you know, coming into this warm-up stage, we've managed to win our first two games, played some good cricket today. So you know, I think we're quite confident going into that first game.